Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Machine. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today I have Allison Kerr with me, the CEO and founder of Primal Elements. How you doing, Allison?
I'm doing great, Shane. How are you?
I'm awesome. I got to say, I've never seen Allison spelled that way before. It's very unique.
Oh, well, thank you. My mother was trying to make sure that that was a goal, so.
Yeah, my name can be spelled all sorts of crazy ways, so.
That's true. I have seen it with the C, like C-H-Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen it like 10 letters before. It's just like, I think people are just trying to be difficult at that point. Yeah. So anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about Primal Elements? As I always say, I think you'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Absolutely. No. So thank you for the opportunity to chat with you, first of all. And Primal Elements, we are a marketing agency that specializes in brand development, marketing solutions, and events for emerging small businesses, serial entrepreneurs, and nonprofits that are trying to make impact in the world.
Great. That sounds awesome. And so what kind of impact are you guys usually looking for, you know, when you're searching for a client?
That's a great question. Usually the impact has to be something that can be felt on a larger scale. And by larger scale, I mean something that goes beyond just the front door of their office or even home, that it's felt in the community. It's felt on a state level, a national level, global level, that there's a ripple effect of change and transformation that happens through the work that we get to do with them.
Got it. And can you give me like an example of either an awesome client you guys have gotten to work with or somebody that you would like to work with in the future?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so many great examples. We've had the privilege of working with some incredible clients over the years. And one of them in particular, they serve a very special audience. The business owners that work with the developmentally and intellectually disabled, and they formed a statewide association to help support those business owners, to give them training, resources, guidance, you know, through the entire process, because it's not always the easiest thing starting a business, as we know, but also there's regulations and guidelines and laws that are constantly changing. So we've helped them in a lot of different ways over the last 6 years, just in helping to, you know, provide like fractional CMO services for them, helping them manage their annual conference. We also help with just strategy and just giving them guidance on how to implement training and, different partnerships that they want to pursue. But I mean, they've reached, you know, all of the providers throughout this entire state of Florida, you know, and the developmentally disabled population here, you know, at one point was over 2.5 million people. So, I mean, you can imagine how many individuals it takes to make sure that, someone's loved one who is living with an intellectual or developmental disability is taken care of properly. So this organization, you know, they do that type of work, and it's just really awesome to see. They actually just celebrated their 10-year anniversary this year. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's such a beautiful mission too. Like I've had, you know, I know people who like have brothers or sisters with Down syndrome or autism. And I personally, you know, my aunt, who's a saint, was actually charged sounds weird. She volunteered to take care of my grandma who had dementia and my uncle had schizophrenia. So I know like how important those initiatives can really be.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so do you guys find yourselves really working mostly with kind of like nonprofits, or do you work with a lot of for-profit companies but that just have an awesome mission?
So it's a hybrid. So I want to say, you know, when I look at the mix of our clients, We do have, it's almost like half and half, where, you know, half of them are in that nonprofit world in various industries. And then you have our for-profit small businesses, serial entrepreneurs who are also creating impact in their lanes as well.
Makes a lot of sense. And what would you say is the secret sauce to working with you guys? You know, what makes you guys the solution over, you know, a different branding or fractional CMO agency?
So I think with Primal, what I've always tried to do is to make sure that our clients feel not only seen, but heard, and that we also operate from a very strategic lens. So we don't ever do anything without making sure that it aligns strategically with wherever the organization or brand is trying to go. And we're very intentional about even designing the pathways forward to make that happen. So whether it's, you know, relationship marketing or creating some special campaign, an experiential opportunity, like we will create the opportunities that don't exist in order for our clients to be able to meet their goals.
Makes a lot of sense. And so I guess, what are you doing right now to find these mission-driven companies?
Well, you know, for years, and, you know, we've been able to benefit from word of mouth, which has been really great. But as we all know, that's not the only way for you to get clients and should not be the only thing that's relied on to get clients. So we've tried a different number of things, whether, you know, traditionally from social media marketing to, you know, doing the generic, you know, ask for a referral and doing that type of outreach. Being out in the community is really important to me as well. So we have that visibility and recognition. You know, but this year, as we've kind of seen the surge of AI and technology coming into our world, we've been working on implementing that more to help us with building frameworks, lead gen, you know, just making our ability to connect with the clients that we want to reach faster and make sure that, you know, they're also the right fit because of what we do, is so, I wouldn't say even unique, but just very high touch. We have to be really intentional about who gets to work with us.
Makes a lot of sense. And kind of walk me through those stages, right? So like, what is the main thing you guys are doing for lead gen currently?
So right now, you know, we are looking at, you know, we have a combination of using our emails. We have a pretty decent email list that we'll send out communications through and let people know, use for promotions. We also building out funnels like on our website to help with pulling in more leads. And then, of course, you've got, you know, really great people that you can connect with on LinkedIn. So using AI and tools to help us find individuals or organizations that align with us on LinkedIn. So that way we can reach out to them and begin a relationship with them. So those are just a couple of the things that we're working on trying right now.
Gotcha. And I'm just curious, how is that going so far?
You know, like any new technology, there's always challenges. I think the one thing that I love about implementing AI is that it makes things so much faster. You know, there's not really a whole lot of thought process behind it. You know, you can put in a prompt and it almost, you know, gets it 100% right. But then you got to still kind of work to, I would say, massage it, you know, and just really just customize it the way that you really need to work for your company. And then there's the training, you know, too, to make sure your team knows like how to actually use it as well. So, you know, we're constantly evolving what we're doing with it to make sure that it's actually a little bit more in alignment with what we need it to be.
Gotcha. Makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, and we move over to like the sales process, right? So like, do you guys have like a sales process that you like to follow? Or, you know, what does that look like for you guys?
Sure. So yeah, I mean, like I mentioned before, because we are so relationships focused with our clients, it's very important for me to make sure that they're the right fit from the beginning. So the moment that we've received an inquiry, Even if it doesn't come through our website, because sometimes people will send people to me directly and say, hey, I wanted to refer this person to you. So I'll have them go and fill out our discovery call form. And then from there, I'm able to see, exactly where they're at in the process, even just knowing whether they've worked with a marketing firm or not, because that makes a huge difference, too, in just how we navigate the conversation with them. And then, they have the ability to self-schedule for an appointment with me. And, usually within the first like 10 to 15 minutes, I already know whether or not they're going to be a fit. But I like to take my time with people. So I'll, spend at least 30 minutes having a conversation and then walking them through the process of like what it is that we do and how we could work with them. And then, setting them a plan after that for them to, take a look at and hopefully say yes to.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense. And what would you say currently is like the biggest bottleneck that you guys are experiencing during the growth journey?
I think it is really just making sure that our client journey is seamless across the board. So, I feel like we've done really well with our onboarding and even just from the discovery process, from discovery to onboarding, goes pretty smoothly. Then there's still the in-between. You have to nurture the relationship. You got to make sure that client meetings go smoothly. You have to make sure that even the offboarding process is done really well. So we're taking a look at every single area where there's opportunities for us to improve as a company and saying, okay, well, where else can we implement AI here or maybe some more automations, that will make this process more simple and require less in terms of a touch, from another human being, or will save us time because now we've got, automated emails that are going and explaining this ahead of time. So even just like, I find sometimes like where, you kind of repeat the same things over and over again. And I'm like, okay, maybe I should put that into, a video. And then that video, will be sent automatically to the client once they sign. So I don't have to repeat all of this stuff every single time. So just we're trying to look at every single angle of the client journey within our company and make sure that it's really, really great.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And so where do you find like in that client journey that you guys find like the most difficult time either converting or providing a great customer experience?
So sometimes it's in the conversion. I would say, we end up converting probably almost like 50 to 60% of anybody that comes to us. But, what I'm always looking at the clients that we weren't able to convert. I'm like, okay, well, what happened? Especially the ones that seemed really promising and then they pulled out, at the last minute, or they're like, oh, we decided to go with somebody else. And I'm like, wait, what? we were doing so good. What happened? So just looking at those things a little bit more is important to me, trying to figure out the best way to get feedback from those opportunities. And, whether it's surveys are great, but not everybody wants to fill them out. So it's like, just trying to figure out the best way to make sure that we're overcoming people's objections, I think is one of the areas that we're challenged in. And then I'd say like even just in the consistency and how things are delivered to the client, like making sure that if a file, like the file naming conventions are the same across the board, or that if, you send files out to a client via email, that it's done through Google Drive properly and it's not uploaded here and it's not, like people just sometimes want to put files wherever they want to put them. And I'm like, that's not helpful, guys. So, so this is like just some like internal tweaks that I want to make on how we function as a company.
Gotcha. Make things a little more streamlined. Makes a lot of sense. Cool. Well, Allison, I ask this at the end of every podcast, but I'd love to hear what would be your advice to somebody who is just about to start a company or an agency.
Oh my goodness. Read The E-Myth. It's a great book, not only because every business owner should read it, but also because it just does such a great job of breaking down operational strategy for a company. And there are so many lessons in there that I wish I had known or learned when I was first starting my company that I'm working on implementing now, but it would have saved so much time, headache, energy, tears, you know, had I just like, you know, had this tool. And most people are probably like me where they've heard the book, somebody told them that they should read it, and then it takes them several years to actually get it done. So I'm like, just read the book, read the book and, you know, do what they tell you to do. Cause it's really, really helpful.
Gotcha. Makes a lot of sense. All right. I'm going to have to check it out myself.
Oh, cool. You should.
All right. Well, Allison, thank you so much. If you'd like to find more information on Primal Elements, you're going to see their website in the podcast description. Again, Allison, thanks so much for joining.
Absolutely. Thanks, Shane.